ईशान भक्तान ईशा ईशावतारकान तत्प्रकाशांस्तु चैतन्य the auspicious day of our predecessor spiritual master, Om Vishupal, Paramahansa Paridharya Acharya, Astatara Satasrimad Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Guruva. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mission, apart from his light, we are especially stressing on the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This place, Mayapur, was formerly known as Miyapur. Mostly it is inhabited by the Mahavadans. Somehow or other it converted into the name of Miyapur instead of Mayapur. Still, people are very much doubtful where is the bus site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was researching to find out the actual place under the direction of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This present Yogapitha was assigned to his birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the beginning wanted to develop this place very gloriously, repeating the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he started this movement of developing Mayapur. He could not finish it, so it was handed down to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So under his effort, assisted by his disciples, this place has gradually developed, and our attempt is also to develop this place. Therefore, we have named this temple Mayapur Chandrodaya. We have got great ambition to develop this place nicely and gloriously. And fortunately, we are now connected with foreign countries, especially with the Americans. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's great desire was that the Americans would come here and develop this place, and they would chant and dance along with the Indians. So, his dream, as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's foretelling to Pujarita Ashidato Nagaradi Gram, Sadvatra Prachara Hayumorna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that all Indians should take part. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jat Janma Satsat Kari Karo Paropokar. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Paropokar. Paropokar means to do good to us. Of course, in a human society, there are many different branches of doing good to others, welfare society. But more or less, almost completely, they think that this body is ourselves, and to do some good to the body is welfare activity. But actually that is not welfare activity. Because in the Bhagavad Gita we understand very clearly Antava Tu Imideha Nittasho Tasarim. This body is Antava. After this it will be finished. Everyone knows this body is not permanent, it will be finished. Anything material, bhutta bhutta pradiyate, it has a date of birth, it stays for some time, and then it annihilates. So, the spiritual education begins from the understanding that I am not this body. This is spiritual education. The Bhagavad Gita, the first instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna is this, that we are not this body. Because Arjuna was speaking from the bodily platform, so Krishna chastised him. Asatyananusutasamprasnavadamstavhata. Arjuna, you are talking like a very learned man, but you are lamenting on the subject matter on which no learned man lamenting. So, such kind of welfare activities concerning the body as hospital and so many other things, they are good undoubtedly. But the ultimate goal is to see the interest of the soul. That is ultimate. That is the whole Vedic instruction. And Krishna begins from this point. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to do some paropoka, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hilo Ja, Manushya Janma Sakshat Kari Karo Paropoka. These welfare activities did not mean that welfare to this body. It was meant for the soul. The same thing as Krishna wanted to impress upon Arjuna that you are not this body, you are soul. Antavati me deha nitya svatta sarirnam naharnati hannavani sarire. The real welfare activity means to see to the interest of the soul. So what is the interest of the soul? The interest of the soul is that the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, God. It's like small spark of fire is part and parcel of big fire. Similarly, we living entities, we are very minute, small spark of the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, or Krishna. So, as this spark within the fire looks very beautiful, the fire also looks beautiful, and the spark also looks beautiful, but as soon as the spark falls down from the fire, it becomes extinguished. So our condition is that our present condition is that we are fallen down from the whole fire, Krishna. This is explained in a simple Bengali language. Krishna bhulya ji ho vancha kare pasate maya kare japodhyasa. Maya means dust, ignorance. So, this example is very nice. The spark of the fire dancing very nicely with fire. It is also illuminating. But as soon as it falls down on the ground, it becomes seamless, black seamless. No more fire is present. Similarly, we are meant for dancing and playing and walking and living with Krishna. That is our real position. That is Vrindavan. Everyone is connected with Krishna. There are the trees, there are the flowers, the water, the cows, the calf, the cowherd boys, or the elderly cowherd men, and the Maharaj, other persons of his age, then Jasravai, Mara, then Gopis. In this way, Vrindavan life, Vrindavan picture. And Krishna comes with full Vrindavan picture and he demonstrates his Vrindavan life, Chintamani Prasada Sanmukhu, just to attract that you are trying to enjoy in this material world. But yes, you cannot enjoy, because you are eternal. You cannot get eternal life here. So, you come to me. You come to me. Tattva deham punarjanmanaiti mare tonti. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Please ask them to wait for Buddha. Tattva deham punarjanmanaiti mare. This is the invitation. Mare. Because back to home, back to God. This is the holiness section of Bhagavad Gita. And at the end he said, Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam sarva. Why you are bothering yourself, manufacturing so many plans to adjust material life? That is not possible. Here it is not. So long you are in material association, then you have to change the body. So long the living entity is in this material world, He has to associate with the different modes of material nature. The same example, just like the fire spark falls down on the ground. The ground, there are different situations. One situation is dry ground. One situation is wet ground. And one situation is simply ground. So similarly, there are three positions. Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. So, Satogun means if this spark falls down on the dry grass, then it ignites the grass. When Satogun prakash, this fiery quality is demonstrated. But if it falls down on the water, wet grass, then it is completely extinguished. At three stages. Similarly, when you come down to this material world, if we associate with the Satogun, then there is the hope of spiritual life. And if we are Rajogun, there is no hope, and Tamogun, there is no hope. Rajastama, if we associate with Rajogun and Tamogun, then our desires will be lusty and greedy. And if we increase our Satogun quality, then this Tamalobhavaya, these two things will not pass. We may be little aloof from Kamalobha. In this Satogun, this is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sindradam Sakata Krishna Punna Samana Kirtana Vidnantasta Vadrani Vidhuna Kirtana. So we have to transcend all these three qualities. Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. Especially Rajogun, Tamogun. If we try to do that, that there is no hope of spiritual salvation or material from liberation from the material encampment. But in the Kali Yuga, there is no practical Satogun, simply Rajogun, Tamogun, especially Tamogun, Jaganna Gunamitrista, Kalau Shuddha Sambhava. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread this Krishna consciousness movement, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. So, from this place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, throughout whole India. And he desired that Prithivite Asirata Nathada, the ground. So, as many towns and villages are there, this Krishna consciousness movement should be spread. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is now in your hand. Of course, in 1965, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted to do something in this connection. He wanted to have all his disciples, especially he stressed many times that you do this, whatever you have learned, you try to expand in English language. In 1933, when he was in Radhakundam, I was at that time Bombay in connection with my business life. So I came to see him, and one friend wanted to give some land in Bombay for starting Bombay Gauriya Math. He's my friend. So that's a long story, but I wish to narrate this. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami's mission. So at that time, one of my godmother was present. he reminded me about my friend's donation. A prison down the front of the top group, so an immediate suit of the net. We consider that there is no need of establishing any temples. Better we publish some book. He said like that. He said that we started out this OEM on Untadini. The rent was very small. If we could gather 200 to 250 rupees, it was very nice going on. But since this daily doctor has given us this storm, Mandel storm, Thakur Bari, our competition between the disciples and the three, so I don't like anymore. Rather, I would prefer to take out the Mandel stone and sell it and publish some book. So, I took that point, and he also specially advised me that if you get money, to try to publish book. So, by his blessing, it has become very successful by your cooperation. Now, our books have been sold all over the world, and it is very satisfactory sales. So, on this particular day, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and thanks, try to remember his words that he wanted that many books should be published about our philosophy, and it should be given to the English language public special, because English language is now world language. We are touring all over the world. So anywhere we speak English, it is understood, except in some places. So on this day in particular, on the advent of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I would especially request my disciples who are cooperating with me that try to publish books as many as possible and distribute throughout the whole world. That will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you very much.